Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Playing this a lot on the show lately. It's not our fault. I mean, sometimes this is for Hugh. This time it's for the Eagles, as they're apparently frustrated with Jalen Hurts. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Devin Caney joins us at 11. We'll let you hear what Nick Sirianni said coming up later in the show. He was on the morning show today, asked specifically about the D-Gun report that people within the team are frustrated with Jalen Hurts. Ross Tucker later kissed the baby as we enter week 12 of the NFL season. So a lot to get to on the show today. Before we go back to the phone lines, can we hear from Jordan Mailata last night? Jordan Mailata show with Spike Eskin and Elliot Shore Parks last night. He asked about the D-Gun report, and here's how Mailata reacted.
I guess we're watching two different clips, two different films. I can't speak on what Derek's saying. If that's what he's saying, I'm not going to sit here and tell him, hey, how dare you?
Well, sure.
Hey, he's how long has he been part of the media?
D-Gun?
Long time?
Yeah, he's
a couple of decades.
Not going to lie. He's like the Mount Rushmore of Eagles.
So yeah, I'm not going to sit here and be like, that's what he sees. I don't see it. I know how much work Jalen puts into this. And so, I just have to... I don't know how to address that.
Sure.
I'll be honest. I don't know how to address that.
All right. So that was his initial reaction to the idea of it. But then he goes into talking about the fact that someone even told D-Gun that this is getting out there, that someone is frustrated. Here's my lot on the idea of this story getting out there.
I'm on the same wavelength as you, Eli. I think it's kind of unfair to say that he's the main problem. Mm-hmm. When, I come on this show every week and we break down the run game and we break down how that's not opening the passing game, and then we break down protection and how we missed the call here and missed the block here, and so we're giving up sacks or we're giving up pressures. It's not, it's causing Jalen to scramble. And so I think it's kind of crazy. Kind of crazy that somebody in the organization would do that.
All right, a couple things to unpack. We need to unpack the full breadth of my lot of comments there. But did he refer to Elliot Shore Parks as Eli?
I'm on the same wavelength as you, Eli.
I heard Eli. Maybe that's his nickname.
Is that his alter ego? Like when he's muscling out McMullen for a question at Fangio's press conference?
Yeah,
turns into Eli?
That's what it is. He turns into Eli.
I like the idea that Mailata just refers to him as Eli, like because he's a little buddy.
Yeah.
He did little buddy him, though. Yeah. I do feel like a little buddy.
Yeah, his little buddy Eli, Shore Parks. All right, Hugh, what did you make of what Mailata said, his reaction to all this?
I mean, respect to Jordan because... D-Gun, like you said, D-Gun's been in his game a long time.
Yeah, I mean, Derek Gunn heard it from someone with multiple people within the Eagles.
And I can tell you to a man that it's a few reporters in this city that were here when I played that are still doing their thing and they're legit. John Clark's one of them. And D-Gun is the other. And I remember a lot of times talking to D-Gun, and D-Gun knew stuff that was going on in the locker room that I was like, wow, how you figure that out? So I believe him. Now, what's throwing me off is the timing of everything.
They're 8-2.
Yeah. And like I said, I'm old school. Winning is winning, regardless of how you're doing, winning, ugly, whatever. But when you step back from the situation, it feels like this. And this is what I was talking about yesterday, monetarily. For the money that they've spent, they're not getting what they've expected.
Well, you look at the numbers on offense, the money they spent versus the production, it's not there.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
And then on the flip side, the defense is underpaid for the most part. In a perfect world, you've built the perfect team. When you talk about how much money you've allocated to one side of the ball, and you've gotten the offense is the Lamborghini, sure, Hurricane, the high end Lamborghini, the Hurricane. I think that's what it's called. It's with an H. And the defense is the Mustang 5.0 that you've gotten. You changed the pulleys on the motor. You know what I mean? Mm. You put a K&M air filter on it, and you have a full blown. You bored it out. You know what I mean? It's running. It's walking the dog. You know, you put some slicks on the back of it, mm-hmm. and you could take that on the street, or you could take it to the drag race. That's what they are, and they're running down Teslas, Hellcats, and all that other stuff. That's what that is. That's what this car. That's what this defense is.
That Lamborghini you brought up, by the way, that set you back $250,000.
You know what I'm saying? You said the Hurricane.
Yeah.
That's what this offense is.
My goodness.
And you got this 5.0 Mustang that had all this extra work done to it. Like you ain't more bang for your buck. You ain't do a whole lot. You changed the pulleys. You got an air filter. And you bore it out the cam, and now you running.
It's Jalen Phillips, the air filter?
Yeah, you know, whatever you want to call it. But you get the analogy.
Yeah, I get it.
And now this thing is walking the dog. And that's what you're having. And some people in the organization, the only thing I think of is they're looking at it like, why is that the case?
Yeah, you feel it. I mean, it's coming out. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. You're frustrated with the way Jalen Hurst has played. I am, from the perspective of this. Not that he's played bad. He almost never plays bad. I just feel watching. I'll use a basketball analogy. Like, I feel like there's some open shots that he's just passing up. And I feel like there's times where he's just not aggressive enough. And credit to him, they have won a certain way for a long time. But they need to score more points. Like, just, I know wins and losses is how we define everything. Just the offense needs to score more points. They need to have less three and outs. I mean, they have three and outs at one of the worst percentages in the NFL. That is not a great recipe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Last year was a little bit different story because the running game was so good that Jalen just had to make a couple throws per game, take care of the football. They were probably going to win. And in the Super Bowl, he made a lot of throws in title game as well. But now, without a running game, they need more of their passing game. So I need Jalen to kind of let it loose a little bit. I feel like we've kind of crossed that line a little bit. That's where my frustration comes down. Where do you come down? Derek in Paoli is up. Hey, Derek.
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me clearly?
We got you, Derek. What's up, buddy?
So, like, I'm not going to, like, Derek Gunn, because I'm pretty sure, like you're saying, we could take that as one person, two persons, three persons. So I do think if he was to say that, right, somebody did say that to him. But for us to say the Eagles are frustrated with him, we don't know all that information, right? Because, like I said, it could just be one person that he's plugged in with that's telling him that, right?
That Derek, you're right. It's fair.
You understand what I'm saying?
Let's frame it this way. Certain people within the Eagles are frustrated, whoever they are.
Or a certain person, because it can still just be one person. Like, one thing I know about, like, even like with you on the radio, right? You went to school to do what you're doing. So, like, you know how to articulate things, right, to make it make more sense than it should and do this and do that. And Derek Gunn's no different. Like I said, he's been around a long time, so he ain't just going to start putting stuff out.
Right.
But like you said, the timing of it just seems a little bit strange to me. Not saying it's not true, not saying that Jalen Hurts can't play better, this, that, and the third, but I just feel like I don't think that it's like the Eagles are sitting there thinking like this is some Carson Wentz thing and da-da-da-da-da. Like, I feel like some of it could be exaggerated, right?
It could be.
That's just my take. Real
it could
quick,
be.
Let me, Hugh.
Yes.
You kind of hurt me yesterday because I think, what's his name? He's a good caller. He's super passionate about Jalen Hurts.
OG.
Your boy OG Wade, I think if he calls back today, man, you might want to give him a little apology because OG Wade ain't disrespectful. He's just passionate about Jalen Hurts, man.
All right, Derek, good phone call, man. We appreciate it.
I respect you. And, I mean, if he call, he call. I'm not apologizing, though. I'm not apologizing because here's the thing that I know for a fact. Bob's been a friend of mine for 30 years. And I know Bob pretty good. And I know that for you to sit up here and say that about him, that's not true because we've been in this studio and Bob has sent me text about stuff that I recklessly speculate about and asked me, what the hell are you doing? So to sit there and let him catch a stray for something that I know he's not doing. I see Bob every Sunday that I'm at the game and I know how diligently he works to make sure that whatever that message is coming out of that NovaCare complex is clear and concise. So when you sit there and say that, I'm not going to let you do that. I'm not going to even let you entertain that. He can call, but I'm not apologizing.
To use an analogy with the what was just brought up there, to me, and it's not just Bob. I mean, we just know him, and you know him personally. We know him because he works for the Eagles in PR. PR people in sports are like firefighters. They try to put the fire out. What was said yesterday was almost accusing a firefighter of arson. Like, he's not creating the story. He's trying to put the story out. That's what PR people do. They try to calm everything down. When stories like this get out, it's like, what? Why did that get out? How did it get out? And what is the purpose here? And Derek's right. I don't know if it's seven people within the Eagles are frustrated with Jalen. 1, 3, 7, whatever the number is. As a fan, I am frustrated watching him play particularly this year, because I think he's gone too far to the conservative. Like, it is cool not to turn the football over. We also have to score points. Again, I brought up it's an extreme example. On Sunday, Josh Allen had some turnovers. He scored 6 touchdowns. They had points in the 40s. And there is a happy medium, right? Like, nobody wants multiple turnovers in a game. Nick Sirianni doesn't want that. Jalen Hurts doesn't want that. But 6 touchdowns is 6 touchdowns. And they've scored 26 points in the last 2 games combined. You know, it's the fewest Eagles have scored since 2019 in a back-to-back. 2019. Does everyone remember what they did after the 2019 season? They drafted a quarterback. Like, that's what organizations do when they don't score points. They get new quarterbacks. So we could all pretend this isn't a big deal. We could say blah, 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 sources. The last time the Eagles scored this few points in back-to-back games, their response was to draft Jalen Hurts. So if you don't believe they're frustrated, well, the last time they were presented with the same scenario, they took a quarterback in the 2nd round. So I'm sure they're frustrated because I'm sure they think they should score more points based on what they have. Jay in West Philly. What's up, Jay?
Man, a whole lot of ungrateful people, man. Mm-hmm. That's what I think. They get spoiled with this winning thing, man. The 8-2, and now all of a sudden stories coming out. Now, granted, there was probably some stories behind the scenes and all that stuff, but now for it, all this stuff to come out, that don't sound a little bit of jealousy to you?
So who's jealous? Like, why would they be jealous?
Because they sit there, they say in the offense struggle and this and that. It sounds like a lot of people want numbers and all this stuff.
Mm.
And they saying, now, they on track to go to what, possibly their 3rd Super Bowl in 4 years,
yeah,
right?
They're the favorite to get back, yep.
Okay, and Hugh, you said, and like you said, I hear what you're saying, Hugh. Like, people, they want to be a dynasty down there, right? Is that's what you're thinking?
I'm recklessly speculating, yeah.
Right. Okay, so if we get to our 3rd Super Bowl, the way that he's playing, and say we win this year back-to-back, so we get that many Super Bowls in that many years, that wouldn't be considered a dynasty the way he's playing?
I agree. I totally agree, okay. but it's just Jay, the timing. And
that's what I'm saying. It would sound like a whole lot of jealousy. Half joking. Sound like a lot of people got parlays on stuff.
you know the half joke, but these days you don't know.
Hey, Jay.
A lot of people might be on their Terry Rozier stuff.
Jay. When, like, we won the game, right? But that last play of that said game that played on Sunday night,
yeah,
felt like a parlay. That felt like somebody's parlay.
Look, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't sound like people might be Rozier and stuff, and then I needed 70 yards. I mean, he won't throw the ball, this and that. Because, like, this slot receiver keep running his mouth, man.
You say somebody catches strike.
Yeah, that happens. Jay, it happens. All right.
Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. There was another quarterback in this town that played, right? You hear me?
Which one? What are we talking about?
Was there? He got to the big games.
Donovan?
No, I ain't talking about five.
Well, who are we talking about? Who got to big games here?
I'm talking to this other quarterback that get all his love, got to the big games.
Jaws? I mean,
what are you talking about, man?
Three interceptions Jaws. To the same person. That don't sound fishy.
So you're talking about Jaws and Terry Rozier stuff in 1980?
Hey, look, he threw three interceptions.
All right. Okay. You know what? I was...
I left him on too long.
I did. That's on me. That's on me.
That's your fault.
Donovan Chestnut.
I did not expect that.
Jay, yeah. I mean, it's to me, it's the timing of everything. It goes against everything that I've been taught as a former player. But you can't poo-poo it and think it's nothing. Because it's interesting how the groundswell has grown over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah,
this doesn't scream new. This doesn't scream this happened yesterday.
No, because I think my guess is they think it's been happening the whole year. Like, again, they watch film differently than we watch the game.
Yeah.
I just feel, just watching the game as a fan, that he has become so risk-averse that it at times it does hold them back from scoring points. It also holds them back from turning the football over. I mean, there's a reason why they're best in the league at takeaways. You know, giveaway takeaway. They don't turn the ball over. But have we crossed the line? It's like, you know, you never want to take a contested shot in basketball. You're never going to make a contested shot, right? You may not miss, but you're not going to make it either. 215-592-9494. Before we go any further, Hugh Douglas, we do have quite a prize to give away today. Let's do a little combo con here on a Tuesday.
Combo con!
Yes, it is time for combo con. Presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliance. All right, today you're playing for our Jack Daniel's prize pack, which includes the rocks glasses, umbrella, golf tee pack, playing cards, and a Weber grill brush courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances. If you win today, today's winner automatically qualifies you for the Weber grill courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances, the Jack Daniel's Yeti cooler, and the Jack Daniel's cornhole set. Thanks to Gerhard's Appliances and Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey for sponsoring Combo Con. All right, today we're looking for the best answer to something you have a love-hate relationship with. Because it certainly seems like Jalen Hurts has become a love-hate kind of thing around here.
Oh, I just thought of something.
Yeah?
I'm pretty sure. I'm going to throw this one out there because...
You take it off the board? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you have a love-hate with?
Well, I don't, but I'm pretty sure a lot of other people with this radio station.
Mostly love.
That's not a bad one.
It's actually really good.
I just thought about it because it's like, you know, we get a lot of folks that get mad about some of the stuff we say. And, yeah, but they're still here.
Me to you guys.
Yeah.
Piss me off every day.
Yeah, that's what we're here for.
But I love you guys. That's
what we're here
for. It's gotten to the point where Kyle gets pissed at me in the meeting.
No. Doesn't sound like me.
No, Kyle pissed? No.
I can give you one, too.
What do you got?
This might be a Mount Rushmore for a lot of people. Beer.
Beer?
Yeah.
Oh, like you love it, and then the next morning you hate it.
Next morning?
Up. Yeah.
Swear off ever drinking again.
And then the next night you go right back. I like that one. You know what? Mine is the change in weather. Like, I'm always ready for it to get cold, like go
until
to fall.
Until it gets cold.
Yeah, and then after a few weeks I'm like, man, it's kind of cold out here. Like, I'm usually ready in summer for it to switch to fall and winter, and then I get to fall and winter, I'm like, it's cold.
I'm always out on cold weather.
Always?
Always.
No, I have a love-hate with it. I do
hate when I see it on the weather app. I'm like,
I do love it. Then I hate it when I am freezing. All right, 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy up on WIP. Hey, Chuck.
Yo, Jillio, what's the dealio here?
What up, Chuck?
Chuck, what's up?
Hey, listen, man. Hey, here, listen. Don't listen. I'm serious right now, right? Hey, Derek Fopaoli, you got no right. No right at all. And I know you're listening. You got no right, brother, to tell this man to apologize. He knows this man personally. And he had another dude coming on here trying to demean a guy's character that on his show. So, no, you don't have to apologize. But he was every right, in my mind, to say what he said. And that's that. If I know somebody personally, you're not coming on my show demeaning his character, man. I don't care how passionate you are. We see you sometimes go too far as callers. You know what I'm saying? You're a caller. You know what I mean? You have a platform to come on here and speak your voice about the team. And that's as far as it goes. You know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes we might bump heads, you know, the host and all that. I've done it. But at the end of the day, your caller, this is their show, and he had every right to stop that. And he gave him opportunity to talk about the topic at hand. He chose not to. because he thinks he's more than what he is. Sometimes he do a little bit too much, and he was in every right to do what you did. So that's how we get that out.
All right, Chuck, fair to say. All right, now what do you got on Jalen?
Now, I want to say this real quick, right? Me personally, see, it's like coming up off a high. I was on a high yesterday with Jalen. I was just so frustrated with the way the offense played that I kind of ripped him. And I shouldn't have ripped him the way I did. I went a little too far, you know, calling him slash and then calling him,
But we let you cook. Yeah. We knew that, but we let you
cook. I hadn't heard a Cordell Stewart reference in a while. It's been a long time.
Cordell was pretty good, though.
He was ahead of his time. He would have been better today.
He's a member of Omega Sci-Fi, too.
You should have said his name yesterday.
Eagle.
So I want to say this, man. I appreciate the quarterback we have here. I really do. I want to like Jalen. I really do, man. But sometimes he just leaves a lot to be desired. I think he sometimes gets – I don't know if he has – I see greatness in him. I think he could be better than what he is. I think he don't – you know, he had opportunities last 2 weeks on national TV to supplant himself as an MVP. Now, nobody was like, you know, head and shoulders the MVP of this league, and he's still not up until this point. He's on national TV these last 2 games, Monday Night Football and Sunday Night Football. You know, after coming off the games, he came off – you know, the Vikings game and the Giants game before the bye week, you know, I mean, he had an opportunity to supplant himself, you know, in that, you know, in that conversation. I feel like sometimes he gets complacent, you know, with, you know, great defense and, you know, with just doing enough to win. And I don't like the complacency. I want him to be able to go out there. I want you to want to, you know, rip somebody's head off. I want you to want to, you know, go for the kill, finish him. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think he does that enough. Now, I don't know if it's the mentality of the coaching staff, an offensive coordinator telling him that, or is it just him? But after the Rams game, when he said at halftime, after the game when he said to Pam Oliver or whoever you're speaking to, I think one of the reports, he said that we got to start playing not to lose.
Yep, yep.
So I thought we was getting another player. You know, I'm like, yeah, I like that. And it comes down and it comes back to him, you know, being happy with a 3-point win or, you know, a 16-10 win. And I just think he's too complacent at times with just winning. Winning is the goal, don't get me wrong. And I love that we do a lot of winning around here. But I would love for my quarterback to have that, you know, Tom Brady type, I want to finish you off. You know what I mean? If I got a chance to go for the kill shot, I'm going for the kill shot. And I don't think he has that in him. And that's the only problem I have with Jalen. But I did go too far. I do appreciate the guy being here, and he does a lot of winning, and he might go down as the franchise best quarterback. And when it's all said and done, he might win 2 back-to-back Super Bowls.
He might.
But I want him to be a little bit more aggressive.
That's I'm with I'm you. Saying. Chuck, I feel that too. I feel, you know, there's plays that he doesn't pull the trigger. All right, Chuck, what do you got for us? Something you have a love-hate relationship with?
Social media, man. It's good for a platform, but then you got people that get on there and use it for all the wrong reasons. And they got big, I like to call it social media muscles. That's why I don't have
Twitter fingers.
None of that stuff.
Yeah.
Twitter fingers.
Chuck,
yeah. You would know about that.
It's a good one, Chuck. Chuck, good phone call. We appreciate it. It's a good one.
94 WIP breaking news.
All right, we got some breaking news, some updated news on Lane Johnson's injury. According to Jeff McClain, the inflammation in Lane Johnson's foot needs to go down before he can have the x-rays to determine if he does need surgery. We hit this yesterday. So the expectation and indications are it's a sprain, 4 to 6 weeks, probably the IR. I don't think he'll play again the regular season, but that would put him on track to definitely be back for the playoffs. But they need to do an x-ray to make sure surgery isn't necessary. And if surgery is necessary, that would end the season. So it sounds like, according to Jeff McClain, it could be a week or more before they know, you know, when it goes down, the swelling, then they'll do the x-ray. So it's going to be a week or so until they know if surgery is necessary. So we're not going to have resolution on if he's actually going to play again this season, probably for another week here.
Yeah, so he's probably going to go over there aggressively getting rehab, trying to get the swelling out as quickly as possible to see where he is. That's probably a good thing. A little bit of rest and things of that nature. So pulling for him, man. Hopefully that it's not going to be too long that he's going to be out.
Yeah, you know, they were discussing on the morning show. He hasn't been as great as he typically is this season, so it's not like the loss it would have been 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago. It's a loss, though. It's a downgrade to Fred Johnson. And the way I view it is they need him back for the playoffs. Like, if he misses the rest of the regular season, I don't think it's going to change a ton. I still think they're going to be the 1 or 2 seed. But they need him back for the playoffs. Let's cross our fingers that it's not needing, you know, this doesn't need surgery, and he'll be back for the start of the postseason. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop board. We'll get to everyone's phone calls here. CombOcon, something you have a love-hate relationship with. Best answer we get today wins the qualifying prize and you're entered for a chance at the grand prize. All right, Devin Caney next. All your phone calls. Are you frustrated with Jalen Hurts? It certainly seems like some within the Eagles are. Your calls, Devin Caney next, Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.